Grand Rapids 105.3 Hot FM. It is Confession Friday. Brett confessed that he's trying to sabotage his wife's diet. Now, she's been doing the diet and exercise thing because you can't outrun a diet, as I told you earlier.
Yes.
I didn't mean told you.
Yeah.
You felt guilty, though, and then made me think I told you. I said that earlier in the show, and you were literally eating a Nestle Crunch bar on the air.
It is what it is, Ken.
Okay, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Here, okay. You can have mine. And you can
skate
your still. There you go.
Thanks.
I like that. She wasn't even a hesitation. Like, no, I'm good.
I don't care.
They're on her side of the room now. She literally just, there's an imaginary line that would draw the studio in half.
Right.
And the Nestle Crunch are now over there.
Stay on your side.
She'll have to give them back to me if I want one.
The thing that's twisted is Brett is putting crap food in the fridge to get his wife to plump back up because he says she's like face sunken in. She looks gaunt. Like, he's not really attracted to her anymore.
That can happen. She lost 60 pounds.
Right.
So let's say this chick starts out at 160. She drops down to 100. That's not the chick you've known for 5 years.
Ooh, yeah.
Been married to for three.
I get why he's all, ooh, she looks, you know, different than what I used to. But he also said that he feels like a schlub now because she's all working out and being healthy.
You think he resents her, and that's how this whole thing is manifesting itself.
Absolutely, I do.
What do you think about this situation? 888-451-105. Brian's on the line in GR this morning. Brian, what do you got for us?
I think I have a deal with my wife. She knows that I think she's very beautiful. She's very curvaceous. And I think that, you know, if that's the way he feels, he should convey that to her and maybe they shouldn't talk it out.
Yeah, but he just wants to put food in the fridge and deal with it that way.
Yeah, that's definitely not the way to handle it.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you just don't want the fight.
So yeah.
You just...
Is that how you approach marriage?
It's easier to put the French onion dip in the fridge.
Ken Evans lessons, folks.
There you go.
Sometimes you just don't want to fight. Aaron and I used to constantly fight when I was dieting and he wouldn't. My husband's like 6'2", very thin, and like I would want to eat healthy and all this stuff and he wouldn't do it with me.
Well, and
I would make separate meals.
I've met him and he doesn't, I feel like you shouldn't make that man diet.
Right.
He seems very thin.
He is ridiculous when it comes to food.
Well, you can't be mad at him about that.
I know, but like if I...
You sound mad.
Here's the deal. Aaron would be upset if I would just have like chicken and a broccoli. He'd be like, where are my side items? I need a mac and cheese and I possibly need a starch. Like, but that was my issue. That's the stuff that
I want. Garlic bread, mac and cheese,
yes.
Like all the stuff you just can't have.
So I kind of sympathize with this woman because if your husband's not on board with you and here he is filling the fridge with garbage, I'm pretty sure Aaron's done this before.
Really?
Yeah, he would come home with like my favorite chips.
But that was, really?
Yes.
That's funny. That's funny. He would come home with your favorite chips.
He would never admit it, though.
I was going to say, they're just for him, though. That's on you.
Right. That sound like him.
Oh!
What do you mean? What do you mean? You wanted some of these? I didn't know you'd want some of these. That's what you would say.
Mm. I'm sabotaging your diet? How so? What do you think about this situation? 888-451-1053. What do you think about this? He confessed that he's trying to sabotage his wife's diet. He wants his old wife back.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. Have you ever known somebody? Maybe they got a little too skinny? Let us know. 105.3hotfm.com. Link up Facebook, Twitter, and more. It's Ken Evans and Rachel Gray.